adventures in hiking, mountain bike and climbing. I guide Korea. I guide Korea.
All right. What'd you think of that new song that we got?
That's pretty cool, man. Got a really nice old-timey feel to it.
Yeah, it's kind of mellow. The other one was a little too aggressive, I found, and it's not really my style. So I thought I'd go with a little acapella. Acapella? Is that what it is?
Acapella?
Acapella. That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to get on my bike and ride.
So today on iGuide Korea's podcast, we have Mike Moses, who is our lead mountain bike guide. He does all of our mountain bike tours, and we'll be doing many more, we hope, in the future. Mike Moses, can you please give us a little intro on who you are, what you do, what you love?
Sure. I'm a teacher by trade, and I teach at a local university here. And my hobby is mountain biking, and I've been racing for about 10 years now. Started racing in college, mountain bikes and road bikes, in University of California, Berkeley. And I moved to Korea 7 years ago, and I've had a good experience racing and riding in Korea and also developing some trails here. And I get out and ride almost every day.
That's right. Mike's been on our mountain bike team, the iGuide Korea mountain bike team, and he's been on a couple of podiums, right?
Yeah, many. Well, my trophy room is over there. We can take a look.
Shiny. I like it.
I got more than 10 podium finishes.
Nice.
I think about 15. And, the racing scene here is getting harder every year.
Right.
It used to be that I could just go out and race and get a podium no matter what. But now there's some serious contenders in Korea.
So which of those races are your favorite? I know there's a big one coming up in May, right?
Yeah, I'd say hands down, Muju is my favorite race. It's at a ski resort nearby, and they have lift serviced downhill runs. They have Super D, they have a 4-cross, they have a super cool cross-country course, and this is one of the biggest races of the year here, and it attracts many hundred, if not over 1,000 racers every year, and they have a concert and food and a party at night. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, in South Korea, they don't have a lot of lift-accessed trails here, so I believe it's Muju and Yeongpyeong, right?
Those are the only two I know about. There's actually a Gochang Mountain Bike Park was created last year, and that's a mountain bike-specific park with, gosh, I guess maybe a dozen runs on it?
About a dozen, yeah.
They're only bringing you to the top by a shuttle there, so you contract a shuttle. It's pretty easy to do, and they bring you up 8 or 10 times in a day. It's pretty fun.
And that was also sponsored by the city, too.
Yeah.
The trails are pretty good. They're kept up there, I think. Not so bad. Aggressive, not super aggressive, but aggressive. You don't really need a full mountain bike, a full downhill bike for those trails, though, do you?
No, not unless you're going to hit the biggest stuff. Like, there's some big hucks, and remember that stone drop we saw? Gosh, I mean, the vertical on that had to have been like 4 or 5 meters.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty big. But, you know, all the courses are graded, just like a ski resort. So there's Black Diamond, there's Blue Square, and there's Green Runs. And so anybody can go out and just choose the course that they're comfortable doing, which is cool.
Yeah, they got that system back home in the United States and Canada as well, right?
Sure, yeah. I've ridden, you know, at Whistler and at North Star in California, and I can say that they've probably looked to that for inspiration. It's a little smaller, and, you know, they don't have the lifts yet, but it's in the same vein, and it's really fun.
Actually, that's something I wanted to talk about. Why don't you let our listeners listen to what the differences are between riding in South Korea versus, like, where are you from?
I'm from around San Francisco.
Okay, so what's the big difference between riding there and riding here?
Well, I'd say the biggest difference is that the trails here are mostly shared hiking trails. They're not bike-specific. That doesn't mean they're not fun. It just means they're more on the technical, natural side. So there's a lot of cool root and rock features. The trail is narrow and wide, and it's always changing. Back home in North America, it's pretty smoothed out. You know, like, there's been decades of mountain bike-specific trail work. And it means that the trails are really smooth and not so steep. In Korea, I like the challenge of having to deal with these features, these rocks and these roots and these steep downs and ups. It's very technical. So That's one of my biggest differences that I notice on the trails here.
So when you go back home, do you feel like climbing technical stuff back home has become easier since you've been climbing so much technical stuff here?
It's easier, yeah. Like, okay, on average, the trails here are harder to ride. But with that investment of energy and skill comes reward. The downhills are burly and gnarly. They're super tech, and it's really fun to be out there. Another difference is it's really easy to access the trails here. They have, in Daejeon, in our city here, they have all these river paths, and they're car-free. You can get all around the city and access all the different mountains around the city super easily. So I can go and access, I guess, 13 different mountain riding areas within 30 minutes ride, car-free bike paths.
So these are bike paths right beside the river, no traffic, well, people traffic, walking traffic. But they also have, like, walking traffic and bike traffic. They got two sets of trails usually on these river roads. And, yeah, like Mike said, they're like highways. They're like highways for bikes without cars on them. It's awesome.
And what this means is not only is it super pleasant to get to the trails, but also it allows you to do cool connecting rides. So you can connect multiple mountains in one ride. For example, we have probably the biggest ride that we do in Daejeon here is the Barely Alive ride.
Barely Alive.
We call it that for a reason. It's got over 2,000 meters of climbing on it, mostly trail. And it's over 70 kilometers long. So it takes all day.
All day.
And you've never done this one, right?
No, I haven't. When you say all day, what time are you starting? And what time are you ending, you figure?
If we start at 8, we'd pull in at, like, 5.
And you're just wiped. You're exhausted.
You're barely alive. That's the
you're
point.
You're barely alive.
But it's so cool because, okay, it consists of 3 different mountain areas. And each one of them on their own is a cool, like, 2-hour ride, right? But what you do is you go between one and the next. It takes about 5 minutes of mostly that river path we were talking about. And pretty much before you know it, you're climbing the next mountain. And when you get to the top, you can look out. You see the whole city below you. And you see the mountain that you just had come from. And you're like, oh, you know, I was just riding at that other mountain over there. And you can also look to the other side. And you can see, oh, that's the mountain we're going to next.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like 3 distinct mountains in one ride.
So that's the longest ride you do. What's a short, kind of like a beginner's ride that you like to do?
Sometimes me and my friends, and you a lot of the time too, we go out to Chimshinde. You know Chimshinde, right? You showed it to me.
That's right. That's right.
I remember when I first came down to Daejeon, you said, hey, I'm going to show you a cool little chill ride because we had a race the next day, right? Remember, we had the that August 1st hell super hot race. Remember that?
That was a one in Daejeon.
It was in Gumsan.
Oh, that was a Gumsan race. That was the first race I sponsored.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay.
It was cool. We had multiple people on the podium that time.
That's right. We had a great ladies team, an awesome ladies team. I remember that time.
But anyway, before that day of the race, you said, hey, let's get a warm-up in. You brought me to Chimshinde.
Ah.
And Chimshinde, as you know, is just like a 10 to 15K ride. And it's got maybe 150 meters of climbing on it. It's pretty chill. Pretty fast. You can go as fast as you want because there's no real steep climb. And there's not a lot of really harsh technical features on it. So that's where I said I brought my ex-girlfriend before and she was fine with it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's a great trail. And now actually that area, that trail network has expanded, right? There's been like offshoots now, especially with Girls Gate and all those other little mini downhill, well, not super downhill sections, but downhill-ish sections. Yeah, that area's been more explored. I love it.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work. I'd say that just within our IGK group, we've probably created or explored over half the trails in this town. And a lot of the cool thing that comes with that is the customizability. So within one trail network, you can add on different parts to make the loop longer, or you can do some like out and backs to add length to the ride. So really, anything from 30 minutes to 8 hours, whatever time you've got, you can do any kind of ride you want.
All right, so what about guiding? So you're taking these clients on a lot of these rides. What do clients need to prepare? What do they need to expect, or what can they expect?
Well, yeah, guiding is one thing that has really made the riding more enjoyable for me in Deja, because I could show people these cool trails that we've created. And, you know, it's like I said, it's so customizable that we can create any kind of ride for any client. So as long as you have some experience mountain biking, some really basic fitness under your belt, you know, you don't want to be just coming out here couch to bike. You want to have been riding some recently. But if that's the case, we can make any ride for you. And we do that by, you know, contacting with you several times before, before you come out and ride. And we have a survey where you can fill in important information about what kind of preferences you have about the ride.
And before you ride with them, how do you know what their level really is? I mean, sometimes I'll underestimate myself on a lot of stuff. So I'll just be like, I can barely do this. I can barely do this. And then, in fact, I could probably do a lot better. Maybe that's my Asian heritage. I don't know what's up. But that's what I'll do. How do you assess what the person's actual ability is, like apart from that self-assessment form you were talking about that they fill out?
Yeah.
Like, apart from that, how do you really tell how good or how bad they are?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, people have a tendency to either underestimate or overestimate their abilities and what they need and want. So we usually bring people out for a diagnostic ride. So before we go to a larger mountain, there's a really conveniently located, small, unintimidating mountain nearby, the shop. And we go out there. We feel out the trails, we see how everyone's doing, we feel how the bike, you know, the rental bike that we provide to the clients, we feel out if that's a good fit for them, make any changes right there, and then we can go out to either our plan A mountain or our plan B mountain, or make any changes we need to from there. So this diagnostic ride is a really good opportunity to see what the client needs and wants from the ride.
And you can adjust from there, right? I mean, you know the area pretty well that you can tell, well, this guy, he obviously underestimated himself, so let's take it a little step further, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I have tons of experience with these trails, and like the last guiding I did was a Canadian guy named Jonathan, and I think he had underestimated himself a little bit. He was worried about climbing, and we took him out to the diagnostic trail. And oh, he had a smile on his face. He was ready for more aggressive stuff, like right off the bat. So I turned to him after doing that trail and I said, "So, what do you think you want to do?" And he said, "Man, let's do some more. I want to do some bigger climbs, some bigger descents." And I said, "Yeah, I think you're ready for it." And so we just took that cool, convenient car-free river path, like 10 minutes down the road. And then we were on the gnarly, awesome mountain, which he thoroughly enjoyed.
That's awesome. Yeah, I actually got a review from him, and he apparently loved it. He apparently loved the day, and he actually came down from Seoul for that. And that's what I prefer. I prefer people coming down from Seoul to Daejeon for a couple reasons. Number one, first reason, Daejeon is a lot bigger. It's a lot wider. It feels wider, I should say. There's a lot less traffic, a lot less people, a lot less pollution. The trails are so easy to access. That's why I really do prefer when clients do contact us, I try to get them to come down. You know, it's an easy train ride too, right? It's only a 50-minute train ride if you take the KTX, and we provide that pickup service. So it's a bonus. It's a win for everybody because they also get to discover another bigger city. A bigger city in Korea. It's like 1.7 million, I think, now. But you don't feel it. You don't feel that 1.7 million.
Yeah, I mean, I used to live in Seoul. And there are cool trails in Seoul, and we can provide options for those too. I know those trails. But I do think that Daejeon has more diverse mountains and bigger stuff to offer. And, you know, one thing that can be problematic on the weekends in Seoul is traffic on the trails, like a lot of hikers. That is not really an issue around Daejeon. There just is not that much traffic on the trails. So yeah, I mean, I prefer guiding around here. I know the trails best around here, and I think it's the most fun for the clients.
I agree. So what do we got up for the future? What do we got here next? What do we have planned for our next coming events?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we have a couple events coming up. One of them is a maintenance event. I'm going to do a maintenance day on Wednesday, May 3rd, which is a holiday. And it's going to be at my house. And I'm going to have the English-speaking community over. And I'm going to teach them basic skills to maintain your bike. You know, how to change a tire, how to patch a tube, how to adjust your derailleurs and brakes. Because there's a lot of people who've been asking me about that stuff.
Excellent.
And the other event, as you know, is the Giant Bike Demo Day. So we've got sponsorship from Giant Bikes, and they're going to be providing reins and trances for our demo day on one of our best mountains around here, Bomunsan. Yeah, so that's going to be June 17th, and we're going to have two things going on there.
What do we got?
We got a cruise for the newbies to cruise around this beautiful circumferential fire road with views of the city and all the mountains around Deja. And at the same time, we're going to run a downhill race on one of the best downhill courses in Deja.
Bomunsan is supposed to be excellent. I haven't ridden those trails yet or that trail system, but I am very, very excited. Mike has said nothing. Well, not only you, Mike, but everyone. Everyone's always raving about that. And, you know, Junie's got videos of him working on trails out there, too, on Facebook. Right. And I'm just like, oh, gosh, I got to get out there.
Junie's the top downhill rider in Korea, and he lives here in Daejeon. And he's done a lot of work on the trails, too, which is pretty cool. So we can work together with him and the Korean riders. And it's good that we have that collaboration kind of going on, because it's otherwise hard for us as English speakers to make a big difference in the community.
Right. And this Bomunsan ride, this giant bike demo, you're planning on what else with that demo?
Oh, like I said, so we're going to have the demo bikes, and we're going to have our guides out leading you around if you're interested in doing the fire road loop. At the same time, we're going to have the downhill race, time trial downhill, and there are a bunch of reins available, giant reins.
Yikes. This yeah. is going to be fun.
That's going to be really cool. And we'll have prizes. We're going to have a barbecue, we're going to have music, and it's going to be a great day on the mountain. Even if you're not interested in bikes, come by and hang out.
Exactly. And you guys can get updated by emailing us at igk@iguidekorea.com, igk@iguidekorea.com, or check out the website and check out for updates there at www.iguidekorea.com, www.iguidekorea.com. I think we've covered most of what we need to cover.
Yeah, there's a lot more to talk about. Maybe we can do another episode sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll definitely be doing more episodes with Mike. Keep posted by emailing us, and we'll tell you what's up.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you for choosing iGuide Korea. We hope you come back for memories you can take back with you. Think of high climbs and blue skies. Till then, we can't wait to see you. iGuide Korea. iGuide Korea.